This morning I'm going to ask that you turn with me to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. And I do ask, please stand with me in honor of God's word this morning. Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse number 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into his grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Father, we are thankful again for this day and for your blessings. We are thankful for grace and for mercy. Lord, we are thankful for your love upon us. Strengthen us in it. Lord, help us and forgive us. And we ask it all to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. How many of you have ever watched the news on TV and have stood back at a distance from in your living room to the place where the event occurred, some world event maybe, and you have said to yourself, I want justice because of some evil that was done somewhere to someone? How many of you remember when the news came on 9-11, 9-1-1, I had been working the night shift, had gotten up and was getting ready to go to school and turned on the news and the second tower was burning, or no, the first tower was burning, second one just got hit by the plane, and I was mesmerized at what was going on and how could this possibly be. And then when the second plane hit, it's no doubt to me that something sinister is taking place. And as the events began to unfold during the day, I began to want justice. I wanted justice. How many of us ever wanted justice because of something that was done to someone else or to us as a nation? Well, what is justice? What does it mean to want justice? And if we began to define justice, give me just a moment with this, because I want us to understand what justice, when we say we want justice, we are asking for the administration of law to be carried out. We are asking specifically that it establishes or determines the rights according to the rules of law and equity. And if something is perpetrated against another, we want law to determine what is right and what is wrong. We're asking for justice. We're asking for it to take the action that we as individuals can't take ourselves, lest we be facing action ourselves for breaking the law. I want justice. And you know, if you're ever accused of anything, you want to be justified. I can justify myself by standing in a court and offering a defense for something that I may have done. How many of you ever broke a traffic law? You know, the laws of man are black and white. They say you don't do this. If you do this, there's a fine. You don't do this. If you do this, there's jail time. But when we do these things, we try to justify ourselves in the actions that we have taken. We will even go to court and stand before the judge and say, Your Honor, I didn't realize I was doing that crazy thing. I didn't realize I was doing 50 miles an hour over the speed limit. I thought everybody else was just driving slow. You know, we try to justify ourselves when the law already tells us plainly that we have broken it. We're guilty. But we still stand and offer a defense for what we do. seeking to justify ourselves. Traffic laws, even when we perpetrate a crime against someone, we have people who stand in defense of those criminals, trying to prove they really shouldn't be convicted. They should be excused. Because we always want justice, but we also want to justify ourselves. In the eyes of men and in the court and wherever it might be, I had a reason for what I did. But what justifies us before God? Now, we know that laws tell us what we've done wrong and that there needs to be an account given. Someone needs to be held responsible. The person who broke the law should be held responsible. But we seek an escape and we try to evade the penalty for our actions. And sometimes we get away with just a little slap on the wrist, and sometimes we have to face the music. We have to pay the price. But how do we ever justify ourselves before God? Because this is the question we need to understand. We need to think about and ask ourselves. Paul tells us this morning that we have already been justified through faith in Jesus Christ. We've been justified by faith in Jesus Christ. And we have peace with God. We're not standing before God waiting for judgment and a sentence to be handed out. We're standing before God in peace because our counselor is Jesus Christ, who has paid the price for us. This is how we're justified, that Jesus Christ took our penalty for us. How many of you in here are guilty? I'm not even going to ask you of what. I don't have to ask you because you are guilty. You're guilty. You might not be guilty for breaking the laws of men, but you're guilty of breaking the laws of God. You're born in sin. You're born with guilt already. And we know if the laws of men are black and white and that they convict us when we break them, how much greater the laws of God. How much greater the conviction when we begin to understand who God is and how guilty we are. Paul said it in Romans chapter 3 like this: "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin." And I've told you this before, but I got to share this with you again. The Ten Commandments make us guilty. Guilty as charged. God didn't give the Ten Commandments as an escape for us. He didn't give them as a stairway to heaven, saying to us when they were issued that if we can obey these Ten Commandments, we will be perfect in His eyes and our place in heaven is reserved. How many of us are ever perfect in the Ten Commandments? How many of us love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind? We get one of them right until we sin. And then how can we say we're loving God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind? How about when God says, "You shall not covet"? And if we're guilty in one, we're guilty in all and condemned because of our guilt. The Ten Commandments is not a stairway to heaven. It is a thermometer which shows us how sick we are and that we need a prescription that will cure us from the ailment of sin. How many of you ever read the Ten Commandments and found anything that you should expect from somebody else towards you? Because if you did, you read them wrong. The first four tell us what we give God. The fifth one tells us what we give our family. And 6 through 10 tell us what we do in honor of our neighbor. But it never says in any of those 10 commandments what we should expect from anybody. Just what we should do. That's not a stairway to heaven, my friends. That's a thermometer. That's a gauge. And when you begin to really measure yourself by these commandments, you begin to see, I am guilty because I have failed. I failed this one, I failed this one, I failed this one, failed this one, I failed. And it doesn't matter if you fail all 10 or just one, because to be guilty of one is to be guilty. But God didn't give us the law so that we could just walk under the thumb of condemnation, did He? God wants us to have the hope and the joy of something better, the hope of forgiveness and salvation in Him that could be found. And for us today is in Jesus Christ, who has taken the penalty of our sin for us. He has given Himself as atonement for our sins. I'm not justified by anything I do. I can't stand before God and give a defense for myself in any way. I cannot stand before God on my own to begin with. I'm not worthy of that. No one deserves that honor to stand in the presence of God. And yet, in Jesus Christ, I have been justified by faith. And I have peace with God because of Jesus. How many of you feel justified today? How many of you feel the joy of salvation today? How many of you feel as though you have been the perfect child of Christ? And yet, you know, all of us, when we carry the weight of sin, we still have been justified in Christ, and we still have peace with God, but we need to come back and find forgiveness so that it can be refreshed through Christ Jesus, so that the Holy Spirit can leap within us, that the Holy Spirit can jump and shout like David going down the street dancing because he was in the presence of God and he was celebrating God's love on him. And we need that to be born in us again in the Holy Spirit that seals us for the day of redemption. We need to rejoice in Christ Jesus. I am justified through faith. I believe with all of my heart I'm saved in Christ Jesus, and I can only be saved because of Christ Jesus. And I believe I am justified through Him. Through Him. Paul says we're justified, sanctified, and glorified. I'm justified in Christ the day that I find forgiveness of sins. And I begin a process of sanctification. How many of you know sanctification is the process of cleansing? I mean, you're justified and you're forgiven of sins, but boy, you need some polishing. Some of y'all need some polishing. Don't look at me. I'm just all shiny up here. Need some polishing, right? Don't we all need polishing? Don't we need, and aren't we thankful for, the elbow grease that God puts and applies to our life to make me what I should be, a vessel of honor? Why do we find ourselves weaving back and forth in life between what God wants us to be and what the world wants us to be? You know, God never said life was going to be easy. And you can't justify why you weave back and forth. You can't find a good reason, a good answer for these things to present God. But what you can still always find in the presence of God is forgiveness of sin. if you just remember how to ask for forgiveness of sin. And too many times we forget how to ask God to forgive us for sin. You know how to ask God for forgiveness? You stop where you are and you say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. I need your help. Lord, I don't know why I'm weak right now. Why do we get weak? Why do we allow the things of the world, the things of the flesh, the things of our mind, the things we see, why do we allow these things to take over and control us? Because we're weak. Because we're weak. We haven't been exercising. We haven't been walking with God. We haven't been talking with God. You know, when we have someone who has justified us and removed us from wrath because of our sin, shouldn't we desire to be thankful? Shouldn't we desire to show thanks? Shouldn't we desire to be with that person as much as we can be? Shouldn't we honor them? What I'm asking us today is, shouldn't we honor Christ more than we do? Shouldn't we honor our Father in heaven for giving His Son to save us from sin more than we do? I'm justified through Jesus Christ. Isaiah said He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. By His stripes. I don't think I could stand under the wrath of God. I don't think I could take the stripes that Christ took. I don't think my soul could bear it. But this is what I do think. God knew that. He knew I couldn't bear these things. He knew you couldn't bear these things. And so He talked with His Son, Jesus, before all of this was ever made, before the foundation of the world, the Lamb had already been slain. The plan was set. And Jesus had said, Father, I know. But how wonderful it's going to be when it's all finished. And see, that's what He's pointing us to. Not what we're facing now. Look to the finish. Don't look at the obstacles. Look at the goal. Don't remember who you were. Focus on what you're becoming because of the forgiveness of sins in Christ. Father, I will take their stripes. I cannot imagine what the sin of the world upon His shoulders must feel like. I can't imagine how painful it must be to have experienced that for me. But I can remember that He did it for me. And I can find peace with God because He's telling me through His Son, Jesus Christ, I don't have to fight against Him anymore. I don't have to be at war with Him anymore. I can have peace. I can have peace through the forgiveness of sins. Though I am not perfect, I am being sanctified. I'm finding my way to that day of perfection which only comes when I'm glorified. I'm justified. I'm being sanctified, and one day I will be glorified. That's when I'm going to get to see the finished product that God already sees. Paul speaks of these things as though they are already done in Christ. They are done. I don't have to fight against it. I don't have to fight for it. I just have to keep walking with God. I have to keep talking with God. I have to keep saying, whoa, I don't need to be there. And whoa, I don't need to be over here. And Lord, help me and strengthen me to be on the path that you have for me and to keep finding forgiveness when I stray. I won't ask you if you've ever strayed. I see you're still here. So I know what that means. You're still seeking the love of God. You're still saying to God, I know I'm not perfect. And you're still here because you know God understands. And God is caring. And God is cleansing. And God is preparing that place for you. Because you are His. Faithfully His. Despite turning left or turning right when you should have gone straight. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know? That we are justified in Christ. That we are forgiven for sins in Christ. And that our hope is alive in Christ. If you never felt the weight of guilt, then you should ask yourself, am I saved? Am I really God's? Because if you don't have the weight, you don't feel the burden of that guilt, then God's not talking to you. His Spirit within you is not going to just let you live any old way. He's going to put a burden on you. He's going to begin to twist a little bit. He's going to begin to poke a little bit. He's going to begin being silent for a little bit. So you can remember what it feels like to be apart from Him, to be absent from Him, until you finally come to your senses. Can I have somebody say, I finally came to my senses, amen? I finally came to my senses and found my way back to God. I finally came to my senses and remembered that it is Christ Jesus that is with me and that loves me and keeps me every day. And it is Christ Jesus that I need to be thanking right now for the forgiveness of sins and for the joy of tomorrow that I have in Him. We are justified in Christ. He was healed. Or we were healed by the stripes that He took for us. And much more then, having been justified by His blood, we have been saved from wrath that is coming through Him. Let me ask you this. Why did God justify you in His Son, Jesus Christ? Why did God justify you? Can you give me a reason why God should justify you? I'll give you the reason. There's a lot of laws out there that tell us this and tell us that. But there's only one law that can explain why God has justified you in His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's the law of love. God loves you. And God wants to keep you. He wants you to have joy of life. Not just today. You can have joy in this life, but it's the life that's coming that He really wants you to be excited about. He wants you to be so excited about it that you are telling people about it, sharing the good news of the forgiveness that you have in Jesus Christ and the hope that they can have in Jesus Christ and the joy of sitting at the table with all of those family members. Now, I'm not used to being around a big family. And here on this earth, I'm not real good at being around a whole lot of people for a whole lot of time. But when I get to heaven, I'm not going to be able to get away from y'all. I'm not going to be able to find that little my time that I need, that little peaceful place that I try to find and go to just so I can be with me. I'm not going to be looking for that anymore, because the rest of y'all are going to be perfect like me up there. We can all be together. Amen. Won't it be wonderful, though, to not have to seek that quiet time to find out why you failed again, to talk with God about why you failed again? Because when we're there, that quiet time's no longer needed. It's all going to be wonderful, and it's just going to be a celebration in Christ that never ends. God justifies you because of the law of love, and that law of love is going to fill us completely. So much so that even those of us who were born with a frown, God's going to turn it upside down. And we're all going to smile. Amen? Amen. Have you been justified in Christ? Do you know that you can't justify yourself in the presence of God, that you must justify yourself through Christ Jesus alone? Without Christ, you are lost. And you're not just lost in this world, you're lost in eternity. And I am pleading with you today, don't be lost for eternity. Find peace through Christ today. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, don't leave today without knowing the hope of your salvation in Christ. He gives it freely. He took those stripes freely. And He loves you freely every day. The altar is open. Will you come? Father, I thank You so much for this day. I thank You, Lord, that we are reminded just how much You love us. Lord, that You have justified us through Your sacrifice. And Lord, that You love us every day. And You forgive us every time we come to You seeking forgiveness. And Lord, that You cleanse us and You strengthen us to stand and walk again. And Lord, that You stay with us through it all. And Father, I pray, if there is one here today that does not know the joy of salvation in You, Lord, help them today to receive this truth and to receive the joy that comes with it, because they have called out to You for forgiveness and for healing and for life. Father, I ask it only to Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The altar's open.